DW.
No podemos desesperar, porque si trabajamos este proyecto con visión y con paciencia, va a surgir la oportunidad donde lo podamos hacer.
Hurricane Maria hit the southeastern corner of Puerto Rico first, which is where the Mariana Village sits in the mountains. I visit on a bright, warm winter's day. All around is green grass and trees blooming with newly grown leaves against blue hills in the distance. Activists have gathered under a tin-roofed gazebo to discuss how they have coped with a blackout that started in September. One activist, Christine Nieves, takes a break to offer me lunch.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Nieves started a communal kitchen here on the former site of a music festival.
This is a codfish. It's a traditional way of making it. It's called bacalao a la vizcaína.
The power for this kitchen's lights, two freezers, and a fridge comes from solar panels mounted on the roof and connected to a battery. There's plenty of electricity to spare. Neighbors come and charge their phones and laptops.
We even had an aging man who came over in the evenings to connect his oxygen mask because he doesn't have energy.
Nieves was at home, here, as the Category 5 storm knocked out the power grid across Puerto Rico. She gathered her neighbors to cook together. At first, they used a generator for power. Then she got a donation of solar panels from a local company, Pura Energia.
Do you need help with the equipment?
I think I'll be okay.
The camera? Okay.
We climb up a ladder to the roof. Nieves counts the solar panels that gleam in the sun.
We had 26 panels. That's amazing.
Benny, nos ayuda. ¿Cómo hacemos?
They are connected to a battery donated by the German company Sonnen. Since Hurricane Maria, Sonnen has donated 10 batteries for storing solar power to community kitchens and health clinics, including Mariana. These panel and storage systems can cost $18,000 for just one house. And as Nieves and I look at the houses tucked into the lush, green, tropical foliage around us, she envisions more panels.
If we can find a way of making it affordable to people, we're in the Caribbean where we get sunshine and summer all year long. It seems like a no-brainer.
We hear the buzz of an electric trimmer nearby. Down beneath us, a neighbor cuts grass. In this village, that's a sign of recovery.
People are finally getting on the, okay, things need to look pretty. It wasn't about looking pretty for a long time.
The sun beats down, like it does almost every day. And yet, before Hurricane Maria, only 2% of the island's electricity came from solar or other renewable sources, according to the U.S. government. The rest came from oil, gas, and coal. Now, the storm may have opened opportunities. In the cobbled streets of the capital, San Juan, I meet Blake Riquetta, the head of U.S. operations for Sonnen. We walk past busy restaurants, signs the city is coming back to life. Riquetta is in town because he hopes to work with Puerto Rico's government to build a renewable energy grid. As a start, one idea is to convert an old U.S. naval base into a solar-powered housing development.
We should do lots of these new construction projects, as many as possible, with home builders and developers. And of course, that gives you a little miniature taste of what the future grid would look like.
Riquetta says Sonnen has sold more than 200 batteries in Puerto Rico since the storm.
Which is a really big business for us.
I'm sorry, but to my ear, that sounds tiny.
It is tiny, yeah. The entire energy storage industry is tiny. It's nascent. It's embryonic.
That's why proponents of solar energy are excited about what's happening in Puerto Rico. It's a laboratory, and potentially a very big one. Like Sonnen, Tesla has donated batteries to power a children's hospital. A solar industry group has designed a solar energy system for a central food market in San Juan. It's in the works. In December, the governors of New York and Puerto Rico announced a plan to transform the island's energy system and integrate solar power and storage in remote areas. It's a long shot. The plan would require billions of dollars in federal funding that may never materialize. Until that funding comes in, electrical workers from the Puerto Rican Power Authority, PREPA, and the mainland have fanned across the island. I watch one New York crew restring new cables into old posts. They restore the old fossil fuel grid. Aaron Anaya, an engineer with the Con Edison Company of New York, tells me there's no time for building a new renewable energy system.
As far as the future of the system, that has to be designed by engineers, and it takes time to do that, and these people have been waiting long enough.
Some people aren't waiting anymore. I visit a house in the middle-class San Juan suburb of Guaynabo. Inside, four technicians heave a white Tesla Powerwall solar battery pack onto a wall in a closet. The battery weighs 124 kilograms and can store enough electricity to keep a house running all night. It comes wrapped in plastic, and installer Alexis Portalatin says he leaves the plastic wrap on so the owner can peel it off.
It's like when you buy a new car, you have the plastic, brand new car. So this is like the same for a customer.
And the price is also almost like a new car. The Tesla battery costs close to $10,000. But that's a financial burden that more Puerto Ricans are prepared to carry.
Rosa, nice to meet you.
They are talking about Tesla in the radio.
Oh, really?
In the kitchen, I meet Rosa Lopez and Jose Quiñones as they work on laptops and listen to the radio. A journalist talks about Tesla. Lopez and Quiñones are both engineers and early green energy adopters. 2 years ago, they took out a loan to install solar panels on their roof. But those panels only work properly if they're connected to the power grid. Even before Hurricanes Maria and Irma hit in September, that grid often failed.
If you lose like power, it was like a couple of hours if they have to fix something up the road, but nothing major until these two hurricanes.
After the storms hit, the electricity was out in the neighborhood for more than 3 months, and that even limited the use of their grid-connected solar system. That's why Lopez and Quiñones bought the Tesla battery.
So I was looking to see how can I use the full power of the panels, and the only way is installing batteries.
Lopez worried about the price tag, but they were already spending $400 a week in fuel for their generator.
When Maria came and make all this mess, we started to look for the calculating, and we understand that we need to make this investment.
They bought their battery system from a company called New Energy, based in San Juan. Before the hurricane, the company sold around 5 batteries a month. CEO Alejandro Uriarte says in October alone, the month after Maria, he sold 200. Since then, demand has kept up, and he's hired about 36 technicians to install the batteries.
Before Maria, nobody wanted to buy storage because it was too expensive, and now everybody wants to buy storage. And it's not an issue now of saving money, it's just an issue of having electricity.
Half a year after the storm, 100,000 people in Puerto Rico still don't have power. Even in San Juan, power failures persist as the old equipment fails. For those who can afford it, Hurricane Maria has given Puerto Ricans a reason to get off the grid. For DW in San Juan, I'm Daniela Cheslow.
DW